standing for the president.
Thank you, Mr. Shriver. One moment.
Yes.
Sergeant Shriver on 9-1.
Agreed to go up with a new rule tomorrow, Judge Smith has. But
I just talked to Carl Alvin. He told me he got that.
But the danger is that with this letter that's going over there to Hugh Carey and those guys, taking 500 jobs out of the Navy Yard, that if Carey...
Oh, goddamn, have they got some damn son of a...
That's exactly what they've done. Now, Carey's wild, and the letter arrived over there this morning signed by some admiral. And Carey, of course, will go right to Delaney. And the thing that bothers me is...
Well, we just can't do it. We can't keep these unproductive Navy Yards going for seven of them up there. We ought to have gone on and closed the whole goddamn outfit before and lost the election. Those sons of bitches, that Carey's blackmailed me more this year than any man up there.
Well, all he's saying is that he can't win up there, which he can't. He won by 200 votes last time.
If people working, it ought to be working, Sergeant. You know that.
I understand, but all I am saying is that the letter goes up there today when we're trying to get a rule out of Delaney.
Well, what can I do about it? It's gone.
Well, it was signed by some admiral, and it was described as a vague letter, and I thought maybe... I haven't seen the letter, but I thought maybe that somebody from the Defense Department could, let's say, clarify it, been misunderstood or something like that. Because all we're talking about is 20 days. We're not talking about 6 months holding these guys on the job. And I'm just raising the possibility that Delaney tomorrow may blow his stack on the Rules Committee, and then we don't have a rule. That's the only problem I'm bringing up, not Carey.
Yeah, call McNamara, some of them, and talk to them about it then.
All right.
Now, you've got a problem trying to get the Tennessee delegation back. I just cut off hanging for... I talked to seven of them this afternoon. I've been here 32 years. I never had as much hell on any bill in my life. I had McCormick who agreed to give them an extra week when they didn't even ask for it. Then North Carolina decided they'd go home this week, and then Tennessee can't be here next week. The only way they can get them is Friday afternoon. And we're just doing everything that plays into their hands. Just as if some guy doesn't screw it up, another one does. It's not an admiral, it's a general. And I didn't have to look at the rule. I don't know what kind of rule it had, but somebody ought to be watching that before it came out of there.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Well, where was Delaney and our friends, Bolin and the rest of them, when they're drawing up a rule? Why don't they read what they're voting on?
I don't know what the hell is the matter with them. All I know was that there were two rules drawn by the parliamentarian which would have brought it out of the Rules Committee today correctly. And nobody on the committee...
All right, now what is it that Carey wants? That Carey's got a shipyard in his district?
Well, Carey's got the Brooklyn Navy Yard, that's right. But a letter arrived today over there to all the guys from the New York delegation saying that 500 to 800 jobs are going to be taken off the Brooklyn Navy Yard payroll on the 2nd of October. Now, they could, it seems to me, whether they take them off on the 2nd of October or the 3rd of November is not a matter of cataclysmic importance to the Defense Department or to their savings or to their budget. After all, it's 800 guys' jobs for 1 month. What's more, they don't have to, it seems to me, send a letter up there the day before the Rules Committee's going to meet, and Delaney's sitting on the Rules Committee. And you know these guys are edgy anyhow. I'm not trying to defend them, but we got to have the 8 votes.
All right, now who's going to you with this, Carey?
No. Carey called Chuck Daley. Chuck Daley told Larry. Larry sent a memorandum to you about it. And now with this thing going back to the Rules Committee, I thought somebody had the responsibility for telling you.
My judgment, I read in the New York paper 3 weeks ago about this reduction.
Well, the letter arrived over there signed by an admiral this morning.
It's probably replying to some letter they'd sent him, wasn't it?
No, sir, I don't think it was. As I understand it, it was just a letter saying
call
that...
You call McNamara and I'll check with the Navy.
All right.